A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
All right, we're going to have some fun. So the first person I thought of, very first person that popped into my mind when I pulled up this brand new app called Vanly, was Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon Vacation.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie? Oh, nothing but the best.
You remember Cousin Eddie?
He was the best.
So what is Vanly and why would Cousin Eddie come to mind? Well, for starters, Dave sees Vanly as a way to make some passive income by renting out part of his driveway to RVers and guys like Cousin Eddie who are just trekking around the nation.
You know I love a side hustle. I love a side hustle. I can do it all day long. So I did the math.
Okay.
You're renting out your driveway. Like, wrap your head around that. To RVers. $15 a night.
Okay.
$75 a week.
Because you wouldn't do it all 7 nights. You would keep weekends free, right?
Listen, if you're giving up the driveway, just do it.
Okay.
Go all in.
Then you're going to make more.
Yeah, you'll make a little bit more.
$300-$400 a month.
Yeah.
So let's dive into what is Vanly. Dave, pull up Vanly on one of your 1,000 computer screens you got working over there because you're our tech guy.
This is like a hacker's dream.
What is Vanly? It was brought to our attention by Ty. Ty, who runs our audio board here at KSL News Radio and keeps us on the air, said, "Hey, Deb, I think you guys should talk about this new app." And I agreed. So I looked into it. Basically, what it is an Airbnb for your driveway. And some dude drives up in a van or an RV and parks in your spot. Now, prices as low as $10 a night. So if you're the homeowner, you can sign up, Dave,
okay,
to rent out your driveway for $10 a night. But some go for much more than that. I guess it depends on location. You know, let's say location. Now, if you're the RVer, like that time you trekked to the Field of Dreams in an RV with your buddies, you just go onto this app and you put in the city you're going to, and it'll show you a wide variety. In a moment, I'm going to get into some details about what's for rent out there and in the way of driveways.
Well, as you mentioned, I've traveled across the country, north, south, east, west. I've gone everywhere in an RV, and I've traveled. It is difficult to find. It's not impossible. It's not even difficult. But occasionally, you will run into problems of, oh, well, where do I park? Where can I stay for the night?
Not just Walmart. I heard Walmart opens up their parking lots.
I do Walmart. We did Walmart 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
But sometimes if you were away from a Walmart, and oddly enough, you're usually not very far away from a Walmart anywhere in America. But if you want to park on the side of the road, you're like, oh, well, can I park overnight?
Is that legal?
Okay. And you don't really know, so you're kind of rolling
no
the
hookups.
Dice. Hopefully, yeah, there's no hookups, obviously.
You know what I mean by hookups.
Well, hookups or hookups and hook electricity.
I get
you know,
it.
Yeah.
We get you.
Okay. I don't know. You're going down a different road.
Really, I'm not. So, you know, how homeowners are making money off this. Let's get into that. So I looked up, you know, a spot, for example, a driveway in Salt Lake City. It says walkable downtown driveway. I think that's like $10 a night. In my neighborhood, Cottonwood Heights, there's only one available. So it's probably a really hot commodity. $10 a night, and you get water, electricity, and Wi-Fi. Now, I've never driven an RV and hooked it up to anything, so I don't know if you got to run one of those orange 300-long extension cords like I bought at Home Depot a couple of months ago around your driveway.
You're not far off. I mean, you're pretty warm there, Deb. Warmer, warmer.
And then do you, like, keep my Cousin Eddie in my driveway?
Warmer.
with an awning and
warmer.
And a mat out front,
yeah.
You know, barbecuing. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't my neighbors be like, what is going on in Deb's driveway? That's weird.
All for $10.
Here's the best one I found on this new app. I think it's new, called Vanly, where you can rent out your driveway or you can rent a driveway to park your van or your RV in. Provo, you win the Vanly. You win the Vanly war here when it comes to rentals. Here's what this ad said, Dave. I can't remember. It was like 10 bucks a night. It's at the back of an apartment complex.
Wink.
literally...
This is totally allowed by our homeowners association. Just don't tell anyone.
And the description says, don't knock on the doors and don't idle your engine. Basically, don't let anybody know that you don't belong here. I'm sure that this drives up the electrical use, for especially if somebody's parked there for days on end.
Well, it depends whether you allow them to access your home electricity. Or if they don't, if they can't, then they've got to run the generator. And now you've got a noisy generator. Yes.
Am I good? Is that good?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's kind of muffled.
I'll just be your sound effects guy over here. Yeah. Now, my neighborhood is super cool. I got really, really cool laid-back neighbors. But I know if they heard in my driveway all night long, they would poke their heads out and try to figure out what was going on.
People don't know this about Debbie. Debbie is amazing at sound effects. You should hear her do a seal.
So, I, of course, when I found out about this app, I wanted to become the Cottonwood Heights division of KOA. There's no question. So I reached out to my city to find out if it was legal for me to rent out my driveway. I'm like you, Dave. Any side hustle that can bring in an extra $300 a month, sign me up. No, I'm not.
That is not you, but okay. That's actually kind of more me, but okay.
My luck, I would get somebody backing into my driveway.
Honey.
What?
Honey.
You know what I mean?
Tree.
Yeah, like, it's all right.
Robin Williams in the movie RV.
Oh. Honey?
You just hit my 100-year-old tree.
So that would be obvious then to my neighbors that something was awry. But the city does not allow short-term rentals. And believe it or not, I think this applies in my city. This would be like a nightly short-term rental. If I wanted to rent, now I'm not sure it's any better to have like a 90-day rental with some dude parked in my driveway,
right?
With an RV. But I think my city would come and hook up that RV and haul it away. That's just my opinion.
Would you prefer to have them parked on the side of a street?
That's what's happening.
Because that's what's happening.
Right.
It's becoming more and more popular. People are just, you know, finding an empty parking lot that they're pulling into your church or the Walmart or even just parking on the side of a road. You probably don't have a city ordinance that says you can't do that. So would you rather have someone parked in a neighbor's parking lot or a driveway? Or would you have them parked on the side of the road?
In 20 seconds or less, Dave, is $10 or $15 a night to rent your driveway worth it?
No way.
Really?
No.
What's your price?
$50. I'd do $50 a night. Yeah.
Well, because I was thinking about buying an RV and renting out your driveway.
$50 a night. Done deal.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.